With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As the government shutdown drags on, President Trump says the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, is responsible.
This is a Democrat Schumer shutdown, and he's trying to do it to get relevance back into the party because he's a loser.
President says he's using the government shutdown to do away with projects that were championed by Democratic members of Congress.
The project in Manhattan, the project in New York, it's billions and billions of dollars that Schumer has worked 20 years to get. It's terminated.
United States issuing a new warning to Russia about its war with Ukraine. More on that story now from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the U.S. will impose costs on Russia if the Ukraine war does not end. At a meeting in Brussels, he told Ukraine's Western backers that if there is no path to peace in the short term, then the United States, along with our allies, will take the steps necessary to impose costs on Russia for its continued aggression. Hegseth warned that the U.S. military stands ready to do its part in ways that, in his words, only the United States can do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Story coming out of Chicago. Cook County's top judge has signed an order. It bars ICE from arresting people at court. Now, the county has seen a federal immigration crackdown in recent months. Detaining residents outside a courthouse has been common tactics for federal agents who've been stationed outside county courthouses for weeks, making arrests and drawing crowds of protesters. The order bars the civil arrest of any party, witness, or any potential witness while going to court proceedings. This is SRN News. Feminists are under siege in the United Kingdom.
A transgender activist group is claiming responsibility for vandalizing a convention center where feminists were holding a conference this past weekend. Bash Back is angry that many British feminists oppose transgenderism, and the activists promise the attack will not be the last one. Event organizers say, quote, it is shocking that a conference for women to discuss domestic abuse and sexual violence has been met with smashed windows, graffiti, and intimidation. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India are being refused the right to bury their dead according to their beliefs. International Christian Concern reports that in more than 20, mostly Hindu villages, believers have been denied access to local cemeteries. ICC says a number of these villages have become, quote, hotbeds of Hindu fanaticism, adopting violent methods to impede Christians from practicing their freedom. This is SRN News. But the government shutdown, creating more turbulence for the nation's already overtaxed aviation system. Here's Rich Thomason.
An air traffic control tower near Los Angeles closed for 6 hours, less than a week into the shutdown, because of a controller shortage. Since October 1st, the FAA has reported staffing issues in cities including Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Houston. Flight delays have spread to airports in Nashville, Denver, Newark, and beyond. Experts say cracks quickly emerged because the system was already stressed by chronic staffing shortages and aging equipment. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Officials in Ontario, not happy campers right now. Premier Doug Ford has called for the economic retaliation against the United States after Stellantis decided to move Jeep Compass production from Canada to the United States. More details at srnnews.com.